Hello, you're listening to People, Pets, and Vets with Dr. Brad Miller and registered veterinary technician Angel Martin.
Hello, everyone.
Each week, we bring you current events and news in the veterinary industry and share our thoughts and perspective on how they impact us in our animal hospital. We also try to give an insight and behind-the-scenes glance at our clinic and the people who work in it. So you had a little something on your intro. I did the same thing there. I don't know if you noticed that. But
yeah, keep this it fresh. This
episode 120 is once again being brought to you by Georgia Veterinary Associates, a family of animal hospitals caring for your family pet. So, weather update, Angel.
Fallish.
Fallish. Yeah, for sure. Less humidity, 80, 75, 80, 85 last couple of days. I found myself while I was sitting at my desk at like 3 o'clock with not a whole lot going on right at the moment, like wanting a nap. My God, fall, football, this is...
Has football started or is it just preseason?
This weekend. Georgia gross. Clemson, big game. Football last night, Ohio State. Just Ohio State. I'm not from there. they played like Minnesota, I think. And I went to bed and fell asleep at halftime. Minnesota was up, but of course the Ohio State came back to win. So anyway, so we have a very...
So people should... Hold on, wait, wait. People should start getting used to getting the weather update and the sports update.
And sports. This is People, Pets, Vets,
Weather, and Sports.
People, Pets, Vets, Weather, Sports, and then some.
General.
Yeah, for sure. So we are fortunate to have Dr. Brian Yee join us. Welcome, Dr. Yee.
Hey, everyone.
Whoa, what a radio voice.
That is, like, you have a lot of bass in your voice.
Yeah, definitely. Sounds good. So, Dr. Yee, you came on board as an associate when?
Yeah, so I started working at GVA at Russell Ridge Animal Hospital around the beginning of June, right after I graduated in this May, actually.
Yeah, and you graduated from Georgia?
Yes.
University of Georgia?
The
UGA.
So, anyway, never mind. I'm not going to go there. UGA, University of Georgia, University of Georgia, Athens, right? Which is correct, so we will go there. Does it stand for the University of Georgia at Athens, or does it stand for the University of GA, Georgia?
Definitely the second, the latter option. Okay. I've never heard anyone say the University of Georgia at Athens.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Never, ever.
Never.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, so they have other campuses, right? So there's like a Gwinnett campus and that kind of thing. But even then, I don't think people say like University of Georgia Gwinnett campus.
Yeah.
But I have heard that University of Georgia in Athens before.
Yeah. So I went to El Paso, flew in to see my brother last weekend, had to fly into El Paso and drove to Rio Doso, New Mexico. And while I'm going through the airport, I'm seeing all of this signage about UTEP, University of Texas, El Paso.
Okay. I didn't know what that meant. No.
Yeah, me neither.
So where I'm going, so A&M and Texas have multiple campuses. So
okay.
We talked about West Texas A&M. Texas A&M has a campus at Corpus Christi. University of Texas has a campus, obviously, in El Paso, Houston, Austin. Georgia is where again?
I mean, there's a Gwinnett campus, but I think they only have like adult classes in like
their business school.
The business school is down
in Atlanta. I think it's near Lenox Mall, actually.
It is right across from Lenox. Yeah, yeah, for sure. So Buckhead is the name I was trying to think of. So anyway, I'm sure our listeners are extremely interested in what we're talking about right now, but it's just kind of weird the different campuses. And last week we talked about Texas Tech having a vet school located in Canyon, Texas, whereas Texas Tech University, the main campus, is located in Lubbock. So anyway, we have been wanting to have Dr. Yee come on the podcast for quite a while, and super happy he agreed to join us this evening. So completely unscripted podcast for the whole series. Maybe it's going to spill into two. Maybe not. I'm interested, I think, in several things. Ultimately, you know, why you chose to come to work here, but maybe a little more importantly, why you chose to become a veterinarian. And then thirdly, you know, kind of how things have gone your first several months into practice. And so I know that's like not ABC.
Totally loaded. Yeah,
that is loaded.
Yeah.
That is loaded as loaded gets, yeah.
You know, you can kind of answer those questions how you want, and we'll kind of chime in. But, yeah, the mic is all yours.
But we do try to keep it to half an hour.
Yeah, Dr. E is an awesome communicator. Oh, y'all are gonna pick up on that, so.
Oh, man, where to start? So as far as becoming a vet, I think I just had a youthful passion when I was really young for, maybe naive, some would say, for animals, including mostly just dogs and cats. I like science, and it just kind of, you know, I was like, okay, I'll be a vet. And then things just honestly fell in place for me where growing up, I liked science. I liked communicating with people. I really liked medicine, and then I still like dogs and cats, so everything kind of just clicked in place. I did well enough, fortunately, to be able to get into vet school, and then things worked out.
First time.
Okay.
Wow.
First time.
I put him on the spot. I really didn't know that, but I did. So.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well for me. So, and then after I got in, you know, things only got better. You know, as much as you think you learn in undergrad, you really kind of dive really deeper in there in after, you know, you go get into vet school. And then even more so now in practice, you know, things have definitely, it's crazy. It's, you need to know a lot and you need to think a lot. Every day you learn tons, which is kind of why I came to Russell, right? That was the first and foremost reason. I felt like I could really grow here as a young veterinarian, for sure.
And I was going to say, every day is different. And we've talked about that in the past. Every day is exciting. You have new challenges, new victories. Mm-hmm. And it's a very cool profession to be in.
Yeah, exactly. Every day you think you master one thing, and then you start seeing another kind of case or another kind of subject. Here at Russell, I mean, you can see anything in one day. So you end up seeing another thing and you kind of get good at that. But then you kind of have to, you know, kind of refine your skills in other things where you dropped out of. So it definitely is a lot of learning, a lot of diversity.
Would you recommend our profession to a son or daughter, a brother or sister, a colleague? Mm. Or would you be a little bit selective in who you would recommend our profession to?
That's a good question. I think I would be very selective. I don't have any friends that want to. I have very few.
You have no friends?
I don't have any friends that want to be vets. Everyone that I've heard through the grapevine is pretty young, and it's someone from church or some distant social circle where they're like, hey, my friend wants to be a vet, or my daughter does. Like, do you have any advice? But as far as that goes, I don't know. It is amazing now starting. I'm like, oh, wow, I feel like I'm more fulfilled than I would say, honestly, my peers are with their jobs, working from home and whatnot. I feel like they don't have to, it's not as demanding per se. I will say that. So definitely it's a tiring job. It requires a lot of you. But like I said, the constant growth part of it, and just every day is a new day, and the teamwork around your team, new clients, it's just an all around really rewarding job. All that,
but you have to be wired that way.
Exactly.
So is that where you would get your selective from? Like looking for like people?
Yes. I think a lot of people, you know, oh, I like dogs and cats, or, you know, like it's like vet sounds cool. You know, like I definitely think it takes a lot of backbone. I think being in vet school is like the hardest 4 years straight. It took so many hours, nights, you know, every part of yourself to do well and want to excel amongst people that already excel. So, yeah.
I totally agree. I mean, you have to have that passion, and oftentimes I'll get jealous of people that maybe go to work and they work from 9 to 4.
Exactly.
And let's say maybe they're in finance, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. all they do is push papers across their desk, mm-hmm, and make phone calls, mm-hmm, and make, you know, relationships or develop relationships. So, but that would not be fulfilling for me. Mm-hmm. And I would say the same thing. I'm looking at Angel now. The same thing really for our entire CSR staff, our technical staff, our patient care staff. They could hopefully none of them are listening. They could probably all make more money at other jobs and work, you know, not as hard, mm-hmm. but they're very, very passionate. Mm-hmm. And that's where kind of like with the, I'm not going to get like emotional tonight, but I did get emotional about our staff that they put so much into, so much effort and I don't know, desire, et cetera, into their jobs. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate what they do because I do know that they could go be a security guard at fill in the blank medical mm-hmm. you know system if you will, but that's not very fulfilling.
Exactly.
So,
right.
And then we've talked a little bit in the past, like I never pushed my kids to go to vet school, and the reason is they never had a love of animals or a desire to do what I do, mm-hmm. and so I just felt like that was not the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. So. Very good answer.
So I have a couple of questions. So are you what they call a double dog?
Oh,
oh gosh, here
that
we go.
Is funny. Yes, I am a double dog. So I went to UJ for undergrad and as well as for grad school.
Why do you think it's funny? You would never refer to yourself as such?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Because I think those mm-hmm. that I've heard it from, they're just so
proud, right?
Proud.
I'm yes, I could see that. And I think when I was an undergrad for UJ, to be honest, amongst the Asian community, I mean, UGA is not a bad university by any means, but for undergraduate, I mean, if you're not at least getting into tech, then it really isn't an accomplishment amongst people. Yes, Georgia
yeah.
Tech,
yeah.
At least, you know, or you can go out
That's
of state.
That's kind of crazy. So Georgia, University of Georgia, was known as a party school forever.
And yeah.
80s, uh-huh. 90s, and I think that's kind of what I'm hearing from you. But yet now you have to have like a 4.4 GPA.
Yeah, standards are getting crazy.
I don't even know how you get that. Mm-hmm. But it's risen. Mm-hmm. I don't know what have any idea what rank they are.
I don't either. But I definitely think that a lot of schools are trying to kind of buckle down on their, I guess,
admissions
their standards and their admissions.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. kind of raise their status. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I will say for undergrad, I didn't feel like I was at UGA was being – you know, such an accomplishment. But during vet school, I think that's when I realized. When I was at the teaching hospital with, mm-hmm. I mean, some of these minds, just like the greatest all-around
oh, yeah.
people.
It, and they're
yeah.
published, you know,
exactly.
worldwide known
yes,
yes. for their work. So, yeah.
yeah. And that's when I realized that, oh, wow, getting an EGA for vet school is quite something to be proud of and, you know.
It's a big deal.
Yeah,
do.
For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
I was also going to compliment you just real quickly on your answer about why you became a veterinarian, right? So, like, you had said something about a youthful passion. It was very eloquently phrased. Like, a lot of times you'll hear people say, like, oh, I liked cats and dogs when I was a kid, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's something I wanted to do since I was five.
Mm-hmm.
But furthermore into your answer, you had suggested that you liked both people and communicating with, or
yeah.
animals and communicating
yeah,
with people.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And I think that oftentimes is kind of the left out portion, mm-hmm. that when people do get into this field, whether it be your technicians or your doctors, they don't realize really how much people are involved.
For sure, for sure.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, so we have a very weird profession.
It is interesting, for
sure. It's a
sure,
mix of everything.
But it's cool
it
if you
is.
Like it.
Yeah, so you have the people that love animals but hate people.
Yes,
you
those
have,
that are your ER.
Yeah.
exactly, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely. You have the people that love people, but yeah, animals are okay, but they kind of got thrown into the profession.
Sure.
And then everything in between. I had a client yesterday, and he and I really have hit it off from day one. His pet Toby has had multiple problems, and we were just having a conversation about Toby and some upcoming things that we're going to do, and I just found it very odd that he said, well, you know, Dr. Miller, I am an electrical engineer, and he was complaining about another experience he had in another hospital,
mm-hmm.
but he said, I am an electrical engineer, and I am, and I'm thinking like, I'm kind of a gray person, you know, there's all this scales of things. He said, I'm either black or it's white. Like, it's black or it's white. It's one or the other, yes or no. Mm-hmm. And he said, I do not like this other doctor because they're so wishy-washy, they will not tell me. And I'm just sitting here thinking in my mind, like, I'm such a gray person. Like, I don't know how this guy and I hit it off
how are you
at
guys
all.
Vibing?
But I just bit my tongue and I, you know, yes, sir, I totally agree with you. I'm same way. So
you know what's interesting? Dr. Yee and I actually had this very same conversation earlier. And I think maybe while you are a gray person, I think your recommendations to people do come off very black and white. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's why he
strong
appreciates you more as a veterinarian, because that's what Dr. Yi and I were talking about. Like, you cannot be all things to all people, no matter what. You can be a fantastic medical doctor. You can try to wow people with your medical jargon, but like, if they don't vibe that way and they don't necessarily relate to you, they're not going to want to stick with you. Likewise, you could be the worst doctor ever, but yet you have a great personal relationship with them, or you have a lot of personability in the exam rooms and they're going to love you.
Mm-hmm. But we've kind of always said, or at least I've always said verbally and in my mind, that be who you are every day, have some integrity, you know, don't be fake, just be who you are, and you're going to attract the clientele that kind of jives with you and agrees with you, and it's going to be a beautiful relationship moving forward. So
for sure.
Okay, so have you answered all three questions, or what else do we have to talk about?
Well, I think we should do the whole would you rather, right?
Oh,
so like,
okay.
We do this with everybody. Of course you've played this, right? You're youthful
enough. Of course.
So we keep ours very like basic. But so
nothing pre-written down. So
it's
the
totally
question?
Off the cuff, the hip, whatever
off
you call it. Off the dome. Someone said like shooting from the hip.
I don't even know what that means. He's so young.
Okay. Would you rather vacation in the mountains or the beach?
Ooh, I think if it's a long vacation, then definitely the beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you rather go to a sporting event or a music concert?
If it's like basketball, a sporting event for sure.
What if it's not basketball? What if it's like football, soccer?
I think I'd rather. I've never been to a concert in my life, actually.
Are you serious?
Oh my!
Yeah, I'm gonna write this down. Concert.
Need to do
with
list, bucket list.
Dr. Yi.
You definitely wouldn't have fit in on the first conversation that was happening in the doctor's office earlier. Like, you know,
what was
like.
That?
I think Dr. Reese and Dr. Williams were talking about the first record that they bought, like with their own money, or album, like music album. And then it turned into like, well, the first one I bought is of course the first concert that I ever went to, and shamefully like minus NSYNC, right? So like,
so we
I'm
talked
totally
about I got in on that conversation today. First album. So I told them actually it was an 8-track, which really dates me.
Yeah,
but,
ages you a lot. Do you even know what an 8-track is?
No, I have no idea.
Oh my God. Do you know what
I just tried laughing along.
Do you know what a cassette is?
Of course. A cassette, yes. Cassette, yes.
Okay. All right. So we'll look this up once we get done with the podcast.
Do you know what like a 45 or an 85 is?
Ooh,
like
no.
A record?
So 45 is a little record. It's about the...
So are 8-tracks predate... records or
no,
the 8-tracks
no,
are like what came
no,
out
vinyl
before.
Albums which are very popular again
yes,
for the last
coming back from
five
popularity.
Plus years so vinyl records which
okay.
records is what they were called and then it
was
8-tracks and then cassettes and then
CDs
and now then it was MP3
and MP4
and now music is dropped is that the correct term?
I think
whenever...
it's just digital. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just
it's
digital.
Just digital.
Any platform.
Yeah. So, first musical whatever that you ever bought, what was it?
Well, I just said mine was NSYNC.
Okay, yours was NSYNC. And what was yours?
Oh, man.
He's probably never bought any
exactly.
Music
a CD?
Other than...
I forgot. It's been a long time, but I mean. Yeah, and then LimeWire, if you guys know what LimeWire is. Okay.
LimeWire.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm old enough to know what Napster is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Napster. That was back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Kind of the mid
Metallica,
to late 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. My first music that I ever bought was Neil Diamond.
That's not what I heard today.
What'd you hear?
I heard Bob Seger, an 8-track of Bob Seger.
Well, the first vinyl that I bought was Bob Seger.
Okay, okay.
But the 8-track before that was Neil Diamond, and The Best of Bread was like the second one.
So what
one.
Was your favorite concert? What was your first concert then?
38 Special.
38 Special.
Man,
I have
no
idea. And you've never been... Oh, we're going to have to play some 38 Special.
All
they're a pretty
three,
good band.
Yeah.
We're going to have to take you to a concert.
Is that on the bucket list next? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Taking you to a concert, yes.
Are
yes,
you,
for sure.
You're interested in all genres of music?
A lot. I obviously more recent music than like really old music, though. So more pop, hip-hop, rap type of things. Some R&B here and there, but definitely.
In case our listeners haven't picked up on the theme of the podcast today is get to know Dr. Brian. So... how about going to a Atlanta United soccer game? Would you do that?
Of course, yeah. That would be cool. I've never been, but I've heard it's actually – I mean, I know our team a couple years ago. I forgot it was 2 years ago. I mean, we almost won – did we win the championship?
Yeah. We did.
I forgot. Yeah. So yeah. I was like,
and the
wow.
year before they were –
they played like a different –
yeah, exactly.
They play a couple of different – so I don't really understand soccer, but mm-hmm. like a lot of the players also will go back home and play for their national teams and that kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then they play like different cups as well.
Exactly.
So not just MLS.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
leagues,
so I think
yeah.
we won like two.
Champions
we won like some
League
Mexican
–
yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so back to veterinary medicine. What are your interests?
This all relates.
This is all extremely
together.
Relative.
Remember,
all
Martinez
planned.
Has a puppy that, or now it's an adult dog that he has like a Twitter for.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Hey guys, this is part one of our interview with Dr. Yi and the other conversation we had. Please tune in next week to hear part two. Thanks so much for listening.